Welcome to God Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
All right. Welcome to God Invention Radio. We have another show to bring to you tonight, presented by United Inventors Association and Inventors Digest. We thank you for your support. And I have a couple real quick announcements from United Inventors Association and Inventors Digest. Let me just grab my notes here. First off, United Inventors Association, they have something on their website. If you click on Inventor Events, they were hosting Inventor Spotlight at the Nassau Hardware Show in Las Vegas. And that's going to be May 4th at 9 a.m. They're going to have something there where you can basically present your product and get UIA under your belt and make presentations. And then they also have a pre-show educational seminar the day before the show, and that's May 3rd. So go on UIAUSA.org and get the details there. As far as Inventors Digest, I'm going to make those announcements in a little while. Let me just see something here. Okay, yeah, we'll get to that in a little while. Tonight, we have a special guest. His name is Jeff Lindsay. He is a patent agent, and if you take a look at gotinvention.com, you'll see his bio. Let me just pull that up real quick. Where are we? Okay. Jeff, you're there with us, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. My computer just had a little bit of a malfunction. That's why it's a little quiet air, but we'll get to it. So, Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name is Jeff Lindsay. I live in Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm a registered U.S. patent agent. I'm director of solution development at a business consultancy group in Neenah, Wisconsin. Innovation Edge is the name. I used to be the corporate patent strategist at Kimberly-Clark Corporation. Was there for almost 14 years. Terrific experience. Had an awful lot of fun pursuing patents. My background before that, I was in academia. I was assistant and then associate professor at the Institute of Paper Science and Technology. It's on the Georgia Tech campus, doing research, advising PhD students, having a lot of fun and making a lot of mistakes in terms of intellectual property. Before that, I have a PhD in chemical engineering from Brigham Young University and live in Wisconsin now. I really love it here, a great place. And I became a patent agent in about 1997 at Kimberly-Clark. I was heavily involved in research and realized that there was a real need to better understand patent law in order to protect some of the technologies that I was helping them to protect. And Kimberly-Clark very kindly assisted me in the process of becoming a patent agent and studying patent law, and that led to just a lot of excitement that I'll talk about later tonight.
That's great. So, obviously, with that kind of background, I'm sure you definitely have plenty of experience to help us inventors out tonight, that's for sure.
Had a lot of experience. We've also, over the past number of years, had some tremendous episodes of excitement working with inventors, both inside of corporations as well as startups and lone inventors, helping them through the whole challenge of getting their technology patented, protected, and some of the challenges they face when it comes to getting things to the market. Some of these experiences are in the book Conquering Innovation Fatigue, which John Wiley and Sons published last year, a number of months ago. And a lot of it focuses on the journey of innovators, inventors, including both corporate employees as well as lone inventors and startups, entrepreneurs, their personal journey that's often overlooked in the rest of the literature. And we feel like we have some very important lessons to share with them.
Well, that's great. I know Jeff for quite a while now, and I know that he has a lot to share with us. And before the show, we kind of put the plan together, and we have some great, great information. I know during the week, I've had questions about what is a patent agent. We have this guy, Jeff Lindsay, on. Tell us a little bit about him. He gave us some info, and basically we have plenty of information to share tonight. So let's get on with the show. During the show, actually, you can call in. Jeff would like anybody who has a question, comment, anything that you have questions related to intellectual property. The call-in number is 877-474-3302. I'm online also. My computer's back on. Brian@gotinvention.com. You can email me. So you can, I can ask Jeff your questions if, you choose not to call in. Is that okay, Jeff? We'll call anytime they want. It's fine.
That's great. That's great. Of course, it's hard to beat voice to voice communication, so I hope people will call in.
Okay, great. Jeff, I also want to mention, since this is, an internet, radio show, we can actually look around and browse around on the internet while we're listening to the show. I'd like you to just mention your blog. You have a blog and you also have a website that we can browse around through?
Oh, sure, sure. The blog related to the book is innovationfatigue.com. And that's where I have a number of articles there exploring the innovation process, occasionally getting into intellectual property issues. I also have had for some time a blog at sharpip.com. Now, it will redirect you to a Blogspot blog, but at sharpip.com, all one word, often talk about patent-related issues and intellectual assets in general. And, in our work and practice, we emphasize thinking beyond just patents, the whole realm of intellectual assets that need to be considered. So I'm going to probably focus on patents today, and that's what inventors really need to make sure they understand, and that's where the money often is. But there are many things you can do besides just patents, and so we talk about some of those at those places.
Okay, great. So let's get started. So I've gotten a couple questions when they saw that you were going to be the guest on the show this week. The big question was, what is the difference between a patent agent and a patent attorney? Because when you go on USPTO.gov website, you get a list of people that are patent agents, patent attorneys. There's some information about what each one is about, but there's nothing better than hearing it from somebody live like yourself.
Sure. There's something really strange about patent law that makes it just a lot different than the rest of law in the United States. And it, in fact, what's so strange is it's the only area of law where a person can legally practice and be registered to practice without having a law degree. Because the requirements, the challenges of patent law really kind of transcend, they're in a whole different bucket than what you normally get in law school. And so the United States government has their own bar exam. They have their own independent bar exam for patent agents or patent attorneys. Now, if you already have a law degree and you pass the bar exam, you become a patent attorney. There's a few other requirements you have to meet, and those requirements include having some kind of technical background. If you don't have a law degree, but you pass the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office's bar exam and also meet a few other requirements, having a technical background and no major felonies, that type of thing, then you become a patent agent. Both a patent agent and a patent attorney are recognized by the U.S. government and licensed or registered to practice patent law before the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. So that means a patent attorney and a patent agent can both draft and prosecute patents and do a variety of things before the USPTO. Now, if you're going to sue somebody, if you're going to litigate, if you're going to assign the patent to another entity, those are all things that require an attorney. So you'll want a patent attorney for that. But there are a lot of people who, love intellectual property law, who love patents, who are very, skilled in it, that don't necessarily have a law degree, and they're patent agents. And likewise, there's a mix. There are people that don't know a whole lot about either that can be patent agents or patent attorneys. So, but it means they've passed the bar exam pretty much and have been licensed to practice.
Gotcha. I have a question that actually got emailed in from Joe from Nebraska. He's asking, the cost. Tell us the difference between the cost of using an agent and an attorney.
Well, that's a great question, but also a very difficult one to answer. Normally you would expect, if you're just looking up patent assistance on the internet or in the Yellow Pages or something, you will normally expect to pay, on the average, higher fees for a patent attorney versus a patent agent. But it depends on what you're getting and what the skill set is and the degrees and the experience. That's a hard question to answer. I will say that many firms, such as large Fortune 500 companies in their legal department, They are usually not interested in having the patent agent. They need the fuller set of skills that a patent attorney might have. And so in that realm, you know, you expect that to be costing more internally.
Okay,
but,
so
it really depends.
So as an inventor, is it safe to say that I can go to a patent agent and pretty much get everything that I need to get my idea protected without any sort of litigation and be able to also save some money by doing that?
I don't know if that's the right way to make a decision. I think what you want to do, whether it's a patent agent or a patent attorney, look for a person who has the right skills, the right experience, the right understanding, the ability to work with you, to listen, to understand the invention. Check out what they've done, what their track record is, what kind of patents they've prepared in the past, and how they've helped their clients get some recommendations. If you're trying to save, you know, $500 off the cost of a patent application by, you know, shopping around and finding the cheapest one, you may not necessarily be getting the highest quality. That's not to say that you can't get high quality at a low price, but price alone may not be the best way to shop this.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, is it really about what's included in the patent that makes that cost?
Yeah, I think an important thing to remember is that a patent document, some very skilled people in the legal world have stated that patents are probably the most complicated legal document of all. I'm sure there may be other documents that people would say, what about this, what about that? But a patent is so open-ended, requires a lot of skill, a lot of depth, and so many things can go wrong. We can talk about that a little later.
Yep, we definitely will. We'll get back to you in a few moments, Jeff. You're listening to Gotinvention Radio on WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be back with segment two in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
Improve your business today. Learn to do professional email marketing the right way with Captain Email. This is Chris Merckx, president of WS Radio. For years, I've helped our WS Radio hosts, advertisers, and sponsors with their email marketing strategies. As a former Marine captain and an email marketing expert, I've created a new free club at CaptainEmail.com. Permission-based email marketing to your current customers with proven strategies to reach new prospects has positively impacted many of the businesses I've worked with. CaptainEmail.com includes resources to start and grow your email list, the top 10 email marketing tips, plus a free 60-day trial with no credit card required. From brick-and-mortar businesses to communicating with your little league team, do email marketing the right way, professionally. How many times have you checked your email today? Log on to CaptainEmail.com, and thanks for listening to WS Radio.
For the past decade, I've been recommending Kingston for all your drive and memory need. And each year, they never fail to impress me. Well, they've done it again with the SSD Now V-Series Drive. If you truly want to enhance your system without breaking the bank, then you have to check this out. The V stands for value. This drive is available as a standalone unit or with their desktop or notebook bundle kit. The bundle kit even includes Acronis True Image cloning software. SSDs use less power and have no moving parts. When using a notebook, less power means the difference between finishing a movie on an airplane before the battery dies. With no moving parts, an SSD is more durable to drops and shock. It will improve performance as boot and shutdown times are reduced and programs open and close faster. In general, the system is snappier. It's like breathing life into an old system. When I choose memory or drives for my own computer, I always choose Kingston. Kingston has it all: quality, performance, and price. Go to Kingston.com for more information. Install them in your computer. I promise you're going to love them.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.